I'm your host, Megan Johnson. Today is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode than normal. All I wanted to do was basically tell y'all that I am officially-ish, technically done moving. Now it's just the bit of unpacking before having to repack in 6 months and do it again. So, I will be on a little bit more of a proper schedule again. I just wanted to thank you for hopefully bearing with me and sticking around even though I went dark for a week or so. Whew, that move was stressful. And it happened. And during that whole entire time, I was not able to go to the gym as much as I would have liked. But I made up for it with, 8 hours of heavy moving and about 20 hours total of moving, but not all heavy moving. So that was exciting on moving day. Anyways, I just wanted to, bring to light that even though you're going through a stressful event, does not mean that you can't keep up with your necessary activities. Even though I was not talking to you guys on a daily basis, I still made it a point to be mindful, take a few minutes each day, and reflect on what I was planning on doing that day for daily activities, as well as planning out, just doing what I normally do on this podcast, just in a more of an internal way than an external talking to y'all kind of way. And even though I wasn't able to go to the gym as much as I would have liked, I didn't beat myself up about it or stress about it because I understood that getting my things done and moved were more important than going to the gym. So I purposely took the time off to not go to the gym and focus on getting packed, getting moved, and getting settled in to my new place. And now I get to enjoy the journey that living in one bedroom with my wife and son will be. Today is my first day back at work since I've been off because I took the week off of work as well. And I woke up, I got a new Samsung smartwatch to vibrate me awake, and it worked, it did the trick. I am up, my son is asleep, my wife is asleep, and I am off to work. So, day one is in the can. That was my biggest fear, that when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, my son would wake up with me, and I would have to leave my wife to put him back to sleep. So, I am glad that I figured out a way to wake up without him waking up. And it's actually not as bad as my wife and I thought, because it's a 3-bedroom house. There's my best friend, which is the homeowner. Our other really good friend, which is her roommate, and my wife, my son, and myself. So that's 5 people in the house, 4 of them adults, with 2 cats, 3 dogs, and 1 snake. My wife and I were both thinking it was going to be a lot more difficult and stress-inducing than it is, but it's so far so good. We've had to do a lot of deep cleaning and reorganizing to make our stuff fit as well as their stuff, and everybody's been really super chill about it and, helped us out where necessary. And it's awesome because we're all willing to step up and help each other, and that's the cornerstone to any successful anything. If you're going in with a group of people, it can't just be one person pulling all the weight. It has to be distributed among the group. Maybe not in an equal manner, maybe not in a 100% divided manner, because I am the strongest of the bunch, so I do a lot more of the necessary heavy lifting. My wife is the deep cleaner of the bunch, so she does a lot of the necessary deep cleaning. And then our roommates, you know, fill in where needed. And, you know, Ash, our best friend, has some things that she wants in specific places, so we make sure we accommodate. And that's how it is. And so far, so good. Again, this is the first few days of it, so it's always really good the first few days, I guess. But regardless, I know that we can get through this no matter what difficulties come in front of us. Because at the end of the day, home is where the heart is, in my opinion. You know, the four walls and a roof only get you so far. But if you have friends and family that love and support you, it's all you need. That is what family truly is. Because, or at least in my opinion, because family is genetics. However, depending upon the actions of family, it could mean that they support you or don't support you. I have family that I really don't talk to anymore because they choose to have nothing to do with me based on a few, you know, things I have going for me, mainly being that I'm gay and I have no problem being gay and having a wife because I chose to be happy with my wife than be unhappy without a wife. And that offends them. And if that offends them, then that's fine. That's their problem. I'm not going to change myself to appease them. And so, I've chosen to sort of adopt a new family of friends. My wife, best friend, and our other friend. And this family is nothing I could have asked, you know, I couldn't have asked for better. You know, they have my back. They support me. They're willing to put up with my shenanigans, and I'm willing to put up with theirs. No family's perfect. We have our squabbles. We have our faults. We have our difficulties. But at the end of the day, we can rise above them. Maybe we can still be there for each other. And that's the main thing. I do apologize for the ambient noise. I have a little bit more stuff in my car because I've not fully unpacked it. Mostly unpacked, but there's a few things still back there and I just heard them banging around. So if that's been there a decent part of the recording, I do apologize. But, I mean, the main crux of today that I've talked to you all about so far is just understand that stuff happens. Sometimes we can't necessarily control it, and we have to make the best out of what we have. I can tell you, in the beginning of this move, we were not expecting to move into one bedroom. But it's a lot cheaper because most of the two-bedroom apartments out here, with all of the pet fees and registration fees and all of the other hidden things that apartments spring on you, it would have been more expensive than my three-bedroom house monthly mortgage. Not including the, you know, the extra having to pay for a storage unit because we wouldn't have been able to fit all of our stuff in a two-bedroom apartment. And luckily, our friend was awesome enough to extend her room for a very fair price. And we didn't think this was going to happen, but it might end up better in the end. And we'll see. You know, it's only 6 more months if the home build is done on time. And if it's not, then It might be 7 or 8 months. We'll see, and we'll play it by ear. It's all about dealing with what life gives you, good, bad, or otherwise, and making the best out of it. That's all it ever is. And now I'm really having to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, and try and make the best out of the hand I'm dealt. It's not a bad thing. It's just another adventure that my wife and I are embarking on. That's all it is. It's an adventure. And if we view it as such, we can really get the best out of it. It's when we view what we're dealing with in negative terms that we really don't get much out of it, because we're focusing on the negative. But if we focus on the adventure aspect of it, we're better able to deal with what's going on in a positive manner. Because, yeah, even adventures have their hiccups. Look at any epic adventure from, you know, ancient times, or even any adventure novel from current times. There are difficulties, there are setbacks, but at the end of the day, they always end up where they're supposed to be going. And that's what we'll do. It's going to be an adventure. It's not always wine and roses. Sometimes you have to do your best to not, you know, crash upon the singing stones that are the muses, and trying to navigate around them. You know, and that's all it is sometimes. Anyways, just remember that whatever you're dealing with, regardless of what it is or how difficult it is, with the right mindset, you can get through it. You can do this. And just focus on your end goal and know that you're going to get it done. Even if it, you know, leaves you out of the gym for a while. In my case. And I'm probably going to be out of the gym for a little bit longer because I totally bruised and jammed my ring finger, so I'm not good to pick up a barbell anytime soon. Maybe another week. But I'll still do other things that I can get to without doing a barbell. Anyways, I am digressing at this point. Thank you for joining me on another episode of One Take Stoic. If you like what you've heard, please rate, review, and share on your podcast catcher of choice. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I have not been too active on there recently, but I will start to become more active like I was before. But you can find me there on all of those platforms at Thriving on Fat. Lastly, if you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other awesome episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. With that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, and I will hopefully, most likely, talk to y'all